Got a great story today in Scripture, as Kelly has told us about it in our children's time, how Jesus comes across a band of 10 lepers and heals all 10 of them. One returns to give thanks, and so we're going to think about their story today. We need healing too, and we pray that you would give it to us. And now, gracious Lord, I simply ask that you'd help our church to be strong in this community and strong in your love to our fellow man and woman. Help us, Lord, to make a difference. We pray this in the name of the one who came to teach us to pray, Jesus. And he said, pray like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen. I invite you to turn in your Bibles, if you have your Bibles with you today. If not, there's a pew Bible in front of you. It's also a good time you could pull out your phone if you wanted to, as long as you're going to the Bible on your phone, right? We're in a series of sermons that I'm simply calling Deeper Faith, two lessons from Luke 17, two lessons from Luke 18. This is the second in Luke 17, obviously, and we hear this story recorded in chapter 17, verses 11 through 19 in the Gospel of Luke, only in the Gospel of Luke. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He fell at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, were not 10 made clean, but the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. Friends, this is the word of God for the people of God, for which we can say, thanks be to God. Let us pray together. God, open up this lesson for us so that it becomes integral and important to us. Not just a passage that was written long ago. It's written for us. Make it come alive. I pray this in the strong name of Jesus. Amen. Many years ago, I heard the story of a college student who was working on his master's degree and had moved to the United States, moved to Arkansas, went to an Arkansas university to get his master's degree, and for the first time, he was living on his own. He had never lived by himself before. He had his own apartment near campus. He cooked his own meals. He did his own laundry, and he did his own grocery shopping. He really wasn't prepared for what he discovered at the grocery stores, however. And so when he found an item that was particularly life-changing for him, he would email his parents who were far, far away, who probably had never experienced anything like it before. So he went to the store, and when he got home, he sent an email. And he said, Mom and Dad, I hope all is well with you. I'm doing great. Today I went to a grocery store. I've never seen some of the products that I've seen on the shelves there. On one aisle, there was powdered milk. Powdered milk. I brought it home, followed the instructions, put a little water there, and now I have milk for cereal. It is an amazing thing. Is this a great country or what? A week or so later, he went back to the grocery store, went down a different aisle, and discovered another product. He came home, and he wrote to his mom and his dad about it. And he says, Dear Mom and Dad, email, of course, I hope all is well with you. I'm doing great, making good grades. I went to the grocery store again today and discovered a new aisle and a new product. This time, It was powdered orange juice. So I brought it home, and I added the water, and I followed the instructions, and I'm right now enjoying a glass of orange juice. I'll write again next week. Are you ready? Are y'all ready for this? The next week, he went to the grocery store, found a product on an aisle he had never been down before, and he got home. He was so excited. He emailed his parents immediately. Mom and Dad, no time for chit-chat. I'm doing good. I went to the grocery store today, and I found another new product, baby powder. Baby powder. Are y'all with me? Baby powder. I just got home, and I'm really ready for this responsibility. I've been through college, and I'm on my master's program. I think I'm ready for a daughter or a son. I'm going to add water in just a few moments, and I will call you on the phone this time and tell you if you have a grandchild, if it's a boy or if it's a girl. And he wrote, "Is this a great country or what?" Now, we laugh at that, don't we? But the truth is that we have come to expect a miracle, good things to happen in short periods of time without much effort on our part. Jeff, may I pick on you? Jeff and I corresponded this past week instantly from my phone in Arkansas to his phone in Africa, where he and Tom were on a trip. That's a miracle, it seems to me. I mean, that is powerfully great, right? We have come to expect miracle breakthroughs and miracle cures and miracle products. And if you're old like me, you know that a sandwich is just not a sandwich without the tangy Miracle Whip salad dressing, right? You have to be a certain age to appreciate that. It's easy to come to the real conclusion that when it comes to a miracle, all you have to do is buy the product, rub on the ointment. All you have to do is add water, try the program, take the medicine, take the shot, have the surgery, and a miracle will happen. But the Bible does not teach that. The Bible teaches that if there's going to be a miracle, two have to participate in it. Are y'all with me, choir? God and you. You have to take a step towards a miracle. You have to go somewhere. You have to do something. You have to take a chance. You have to sacrifice something. According to the Bible, again, it takes two, God and you. There's an old story. I don't know if it's true or not. Maybe it is. The story where the people of God were escaping through the Red Sea. You remember Moses parts the water with his staff and with his hands. But someone told me, if the story is true, I don't know if it is, that the waters did not part until someone's sandals took a step into the water. Isn't that a powerful story? I don't know if it's true, but it's a great story. And what we have this morning is another great story taken from Luke chapter 17, the one that we read for you just a few moments ago, the healing of the 10 lepers. Now, I want you to go back in this gospel about, oh, I don't know, 7 or 8 chapters back, where Jesus says this, where Luke tells us this about Jesus, that Jesus set his face to go to Jerusalem. He was bound and determined to go to Jerusalem. And Luke tells us that along the way, he told us in every lesson, in every passage, that it is costing us something to follow him. Jesus set his face to go to Jerusalem. And so when we catch up with Jesus and the disciples in our lesson today, 12 disciples and Jesus are going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. It was a region that no good Jew would dare walk through. There are reasons for that, I'm sure. I'm sure you've heard preachers tell you this. Tom, I'm sure you preached this to this congregation at one time, that there was disdain between the Samaritans and the Jewish people. That's more for a Bible study than a sermon, but let me say this about it. There were religious differences. There were political differences. there were ethnic differences, and good Jews wouldn't be caught dead anywhere near Samaria, even though Samaria and Jerusalem are only 35 miles apart. So Jesus is traveling in that region. That doesn't surprise me. And he enters a village where at the city gate, there are 10 lepers. 10 lepers. Leprosy was in that day considered highly contagious. Those who had leprosy had to pull themselves out of their communities, away from their families, away from their religious centers, which was the synagogue. And they banded together. They hung out together at city gates so that they could ask for help. They had to beg. They couldn't work. And so there were laws about them. When anyone came anywhere near them, they had to call out these words, unclean, unclean. Now the idea is that if a leper called out unclean, unclean, well, you knew to stay away from them. You go by on the other side of the road. But that's not what these 10 lepers call out. Read it again with me. They call out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. That's not the cry of a leper. That's your cry, and that's my cry. It's an early church cry, Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. We cry it out every week, really, when our lives are in some kind of a mess, because we hope what is said here and what is sung here and what is prayed here is true, that we will be whole and we will be healed and that Jesus will love us. So we cry out, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, look at me. Lord, notice me. Lord, save me. Jesus, there's more to this story. Jesus tells the 10 to go and show themselves to the priests of their synagogues. That was the law too. The priests were the ones who confirmed the healings and would have let them back into their community of faith, back into the community life, and back into their homes. It's easy to miss this. Are y'all with me? Don't miss this. Jesus does not heal them and send them on. Jesus sends them on, and on their way, they are healed. Are y'all with me? I would have loved to have been walking by that day. I really wouldn't want leprosy, but, you know. Can you imagine? Your hands are scarred and battered and diseased. Your fingers feel as if they're falling off when all of a sudden you look down and there's feeling in them again. And the scars and the scabs fall off again, and you run, I believe, home to hug your wife, to reach for your child who maybe you haven't reached for in years. I would have loved to experience that with them. We don't hear from 9 out of 10 of them, but one returns, and it says this in the Bible. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell at Jesus' feet, and he said, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you again. Right? And Jesus' question is this one. I thought I healed 10, but the other 9, where are they? Now, this is a passage that we often preach around Thanksgiving time, right? Preachers in the room? It's a passage that we talk about how we ought to be like this one who returned to give thanks. I would say be like him if it were that Sunday. Be thankful daily, not yearly. That's the usual sermon. But today I want to talk to you about faith. Our sermon series is about deeper faith. Last week I said, do you remember? If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, it's all the faith that you'll ever need. It's the smallest of the seeds, remember? And it can say to a mountain, move, your faith can, and it would move. today's sermon is that if you want to be a part of a miracle, if you really want healing, you have to take a step towards it. You can't sit still. Where are the nine? Well, I think Jesus knows where the nine are. And guess what? I think Jesus knows where you are too. I think he knows those things that cause ache in your hearts, those things that cause anxiety in your souls, and fears and worries. I think Jesus knows those things that feel like leprosy to you, right? And he wants us to trust him, to call out to him, to say, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And then Jesus says to us, like he does to those 10 lepers, go and show yourselves to the priest. Take a step in faith, and you'll be healed. Jesus says to that leper from Samaria, get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. That's what deeper faith is all about. Your faith means that you take a step towards it. Right? And on the way, you'll be healed. It might be healed of your